Chazor zeichen nishab achichas ha-shvag, remember you heard me say, daf ayin dalet. Zog at the Gemara, Nachman, the name of Rabbah Arvu, the name of Rav, said, if the ring of Avodah Zarah became mixed in 100 other rings, and one of them fell into the ocean, all of the remaining rings are mutter, because we say that the other ring was one that fell into the ocean. Rav asked Rav Nachman, our Mishnah said that if there was one Osir animal among 10,000 mutter karbonos, they all have to all be left to die. Now, according to you, as soon as the first one dies, we say it was the Osir animal that died, and the remaining animal should be mutter. So Rav Nachman answered, Rav follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who he spoke about before, who says that once the first head in a mixture of heads of oilus was offered, we can assume that it was the possible one that was offered, and the remaining ones are therefore mutter to be offered. However, our Mishnah follows the view of the Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Eliezer. Rav asked, Rabbi Eliezer said that Rabbi Eliezer would only allow two heads to be offered together, not one at a time. If so, how can each individual ring be mutter? Rav Nachman said, I also mean that the rings are mutter if they're benefited from using two at a time. Zakhti Maravaita, Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Rav said if a ring of Avodah Zarah becomes mixed among 100 other rings, and 40 of the rings then are moved to one place, and the 60 are moved to another, then if one of the group of the 40 falls into another mixture of mutter rings, it would not make the entire mixture usher. But if one of the group of 60 fell into such a mixture, it would make the entire mixture usher. The reason that when one of the 40 falls into another mixture doesn't make the whole thing usher is because we assume that the usher ring is in the majority of the group of 60. It's not here in the 40. We should similarly say that even when one of the group of 60 falls in, we should say that the one that fell is from the majority and not that one of Avodah Zarah. And rather, what Rav meant was that if the entire group of 40 falls into another mixture of mutter rings, they're all mutter. But if the entire group of 60 falls into such a mixture, the entire mixture becomes usher. Zakhti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, when I repeated this ruling of Rav to Shmuel, he said to me that the case of Avodah Zarah is different because even a svek svek would be usher, and therefore, even if the group of 40 fell into a new mixture, the entire mixture would become usher. Shadak Tamara, Bryce says that the svek svek of Avodah Zarah is mutter. And for tomorrow, it's machlekes among tandem. Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, if we moine baden that were usher as orla became mixed in with ones that are mutter, they do not become bottle. For example, if one that is usher fell into 10,000 mutter ones, and one of from that mixture then fell into 10,000 other mutter ones, they're all usher. Rav Shimon, Yehuda, name Rav Shimon says, when the usher one that falls into 10,000 mutter ones, they're all usher. But if one from that mixture then falls into a group of three other mutter ones, and then one of that mixture falls into yet another mixture, they're mutter. We see from over here that there's machlokes whether something that's not bottle would become mutter in a case of svek sveka. He can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says that other Yisurim like Arla and the Braisa have the same halacha as Avodah Zarah, where Shmuel said Avodah Zarah is different. He also can't hold like Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon would say that even a case of Avodah Zarah would be mutter with svek sveka. And for the Gemara, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Avodah Zarah, but he disagrees with him regarding other Yisurim. For the Gemara, why does the Braisa give the case of where one of the 10,000 then fell into a mixture of three? Even if it fell into two mutter ones, it should be mutter because the mutter are the majority. The Gemara says the Braisa means that with the usher that there are three. It was two mutter ones plus this other one. We can also answer that Shmuel holds Zakhna Mar like Rabbi Eliezer of a Mishnah, who holds that even the Svek Svek of Avodah Zarah is Asr. Zakhna Rabbi Rish Lakish said if a barrel of Truma wine became mixed with 100 barrels of Chulin wine and one barrel then fell into the ocean, all the remaining barrels are mutter because we say that the Asr one was the one that fell into the ocean. Although Rav Nachman stated a similar ruling above regarding the rings of Avodah Zarah, this ruling of Rish Lakish is necessary. Why? If we only had Rav Nachman, we would say that it only applies to Avodah Zarah, which can never become mutter. And that's why we're Mekel. However, regarding Truma, which can be sold to a Kayan, maybe we're not Mekel. And if we only had Rish Lakish, we would say that in the case of barrels, it's mutter because it's very noticeable when a barrel gets lost. And people will not think that it became mutter even before one gets lost. However, in the case of rings, where it's not noticeable, maybe it should remain usher. Rabbi said, Rish Lakish only said it's mutter in the case of barrels because it's noticeable when one is lost. However, if we're dealing with figs of truma, he would not allow this case. Rabbi Yosef said that he would even say it's mutter in the case of a fig, just as one falling in makes it usher, so too, one being lost can make it mutter. Zakhmar Vaiter, Rabbi Eliezer said, if a barrel of Truma wine became mixed with 100 barrels of Chulin wine, a person may open a barrel, which makes it now not Choshev anymore, and therefore subject to Biddle. He could remove from it the percentage of Truma wine in the mixture, meaning one of 101, and may then drink the rest of the wine in the barrel. When Rav Dimi repeated this, Rav Nachman said, it would not be permitted to open a barrel to make it subject to Biddle. Rather, if one, Bediyevit, he did open the barrel, then in that case, he could remove from it the percentage of Truma wine in the mixture, one of 101, and he could drink the rest of the wine in the barrel. Rabbi Shaya said, if a barrel of Truma wine became mixed with 150 barrels of Chulin wine, and a person then opened 100 barrels, which make them not Choshev, and therefore subject to Bittel, he may remove from it the percentage of Truma wine in the mixture, meaning one of 151, and may then drink the rest of the wine in the barrels. The remaining 50 barrels remain Usser unless they are also opened, because we don't say that the Usser barrel is one of the majority that were already opened. Okay. Mishnah then said Horiveya Vehanira Vechulu. Fact number, the Mishnah listed a number of examples of animals that are possible to be brought as a carbon and said that if they become mixed with other animals, all the animals will be possible. Now, this makes sense for all the psulim except for the animal that's a trefa. If the trefa is noticeable, let him simply remove it. If it's not noticeable, how do we even know that the animals are trefa altogether? And for the Gemara, the Yeshiva Rabbiani said the cases where an animal that was stabbed with a thorn, which does not normally make it a trefa, but it becomes mixed with an animal that was attacked by a wolf, which does become a trefa. Where Stalker said the case is that an animal fell from a roof, which is a trefa, but it's not noticeable as such. And that animal becomes mixed with other animals, and he holds that such an animal cannot be examined by simply seeing if it can walk. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the case is that the offspring of a trefa became mixed with the other animals, and the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the offspring of a trefa may not be brought as a carbon. Mar says the others didn't want to answer like Rabbi Yanai because they feel there's a noticeable difference between the wound of a thorn, which is round, and the wound of a wolf, which is long. The others didn't want to answer like Rish Lakish because they hold that if the animal can walk, it's not a trefa. And the others did not want to answer like Rabbi Yirmiyah because they did not want to say the Mishnah has to follow only Rabbi Eliezer.